This is Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Nathan Sterner. The story of beer brewing in Baltimore is the story of the city itself. Our brewing history can tell us when immigrants were coming over, and it charts the dominance of large beer companies in our country. Filmmaker Nick Kovacic has crafted the story of beer brewing in the city, past and present, into a documentary that will screen at Micah's Brown Center tomorrow night. It's called Brew More Baltimore. I spoke with him about it recently and asked him what Baltimore beer was like in the past.
They definitely were more flavorful beers. It's kind of cool, actually. When you go down to the, you could go to the library and there's a book there called Maryland Breweries. And it's a biography of all the breweries in Maryland up until the book was, it's not published anymore. It was in 1961. It was written, I think. There's recipes in there for some of the old beers. And there was basically, you know, a lot of people drank ales because they didn't know the difference between the yeast strands, between an ale yeast and lager yeast. So there was beer and there was ale.
What is the difference for our listeners between the lager yeast and the ale yeast?
Okay. Ales tend to ferment at a higher temperature and in quicker pace. And a lager is a style of beer it takes a longer time. And lager means to store in German. So they typically would take these beers and they would put them down. They dig out these tunnels underneath the breweries. And before they had refrigeration, and they would lager these beers down there, and it would take, you know, 5 to 6 weeks. So it takes a little bit more time to make a clean, crisp lager.
Baltimore has a long and storied history of beer brewing. Beer was brewed in so many places in the city. To get an idea of that, here's a clip from the film. Rob Casper, author and historian, is the voice you'll hear.
I tend to think, and I think other people do, you know, things always sort of were this way, but they're not. And one of the things that Baltimore does very well is does old well. And when you look here, when you walk these neighborhoods and you see these old buildings and these old houses, and you think, you know, a guy might have made beer in his basement then and sold it out through that window that goes right onto the street. Or you look at this massive, massive size of this building and realize that at one point they made 1 million barrels of beer a year, which is astounding.
Some of these buildings are now gone, but could you describe for us some of the buildings that are still around, that are still that were used for beer brewing?
Yes. Some of the buildings that are still around in Baltimore include the American Brewery Building. It's on North K Street, which is the home to Humanum now. And the National Brewery, which is in what's called now Brewers Hill. That's the Natty Bo Tower.
The one with the big neon, Mr. Bo on top.
Yeah, and he's winking over the city, yeah, at night. And the Gunther Brewery, which is right next door to the National Brewery.
These are the old breweries that still have some remnants today. Describe some of the breweries that are completely gone, the ones that existed before Prohibition.
Some of the breweries that are gone now are, you have the Globe Brewery, which was where the convention center is now. You had the Bärenschmidt's. There's a number of breweries in the city that we've since lost to time.
Of course, there were at one point a relative paucity of breweries in the country after Prohibition. There was a major beer consolidation that occurred, and that affected Baltimore as well.
Yeah, that's right. Before Prohibition, the turn of the century, there was over 40 breweries in the city. And post-prohibition in the United States, 1978, there were 42 brewing companies.
The entire United States.
Yeah, there's 42 brewing
companies. So from 40 here in Charm City alone before prohibition to approximately that same number nationwide in the 70s.
Right, that's right. And there was 42 brewing companies operating 89 facilities throughout the country. The prohibition really killed out the smaller breweries, but the good thing now is the deregulation of prohibition-era restrictions has since helped rebuild this industry in the United States.
Your film captures the development of Union Craft Brewery in Woodbury in 2011. You show the vats that they use to brew being hauled into place. What challenges do these new craft breweries face trying to get started?
The small breweries in the United States are just like any other small business. They're entrepreneurs, and they have a passion for what they do. and they took a leap of faith into the business, and it's a lot of overhead to start with. But, you know, they persevere, and they have grown to, I think now it's, there's over 2,500 craft and independently owned breweries in the United States. So this is, it's great for any local economy because the people in the town or the city, the region, they get behind their beers, they get behind the labels, and they get behind the product.
What is it about Baltimore's breweries that make them special, the breweries here in Baltimore? Is there anything that differentiates them from breweries elsewhere?
I think what makes the Baltimore breweries different is that people really get behind the breweries here, and they have a strong pride and sense of the tradition of brewing beer in Baltimore, and it's been going on for so long, and you can see it in some of the names and the products that they're making. And
do you have a favorite Baltimore beer?
I like them all, actually. I like them all.
You know, not going to slight anyone.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, I like them all.
What are the breweries here in the city?
Well, you have Union Craft. It's the first production brewery in the city in 30 years. You have Public Works, Raven Beer, Full Tilt, Brewers Art, Oliver's, and Pratt Street Ale House. There's a couple other brew pubs. And then just outside the city, there's Heavy Seas. And then there's about 31 breweries and brands throughout the state of Maryland as well, according to the Brewers Association of Maryland.
Nick Kovacic. He's the director of a new film about beer brewing in Baltimore called Brewmore Baltimore. The film will screen at Micah's Brown Center tomorrow night. The evening will include tasting of Baltimore beers. Doors open at 6. The film begins at 7:45. Advanced tickets are sold out, but there will be 10 tickets available at the door. We've got links to more information at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Nathan Sterner. Coming up, opera at Morgan State University. Stay tuned to 88.1.